You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, Treasure. Treasure is a rated R comedy, comedy/drama. Let's be sure about that. The drama's definitely in there. It's 1 hour and 52 minutes. Written by Julia Von Heitz and John Quester. Directed by Julia Von Heinz, based on a novel, Too Many Men, by Lily Brett. This film stars Lena Dunham and Stephen Fry. The story. A music journalist accompanies her father, a charmingly stubborn Holocaust survivor, on a journey to his homeland. While she's eager to make a sense of her family's past, her dad has an agenda of his own. So that's the official description. However, I would reverse it from seeing the film was a father who is a Holocaust survivor accompanies his daughter, a music journalist. So because in the story, it's actually it's Lena Dunham's character, the journalist who wants to go to Poland. OK, she wants to go to Poland to visit where her family was from and learn about them because her parents never talked about it. Film takes place about 1991, I believe. And she wants to go there, and her dad suddenly decides to go with her. Her mother had just passed away a year ago. His wife, her mother, passed away about a year before this. And so he wants to go with her because he doesn't think she should be there on her own. Though it's 1991. The Holocaust survivor, so somewhere between 1940 to 44, he left and came to the United States. One after the war, I believe. My inference from that is that he was rescued from the camp. But he's been in the U.S. for 40 to 50 years. And his memories are still there of a place that he can't trust, of people that he can't trust, and he doesn't want his daughter to experience that. He's afraid that she's going to experience similar fates of maybe not of him, but of others. I guess there is a thing that it explained in this about people who were survivors could come back to Poland and possibly reclaim land, buildings, business or residences that had been taken from them, from the Nazis, and handed over to other folks. So, and people who have tried to reclaim have had, have been attacked and such in the past. So he's afraid something's going to happen to her if she discovers things, but so he comes with her. Right. And it's like, it's like this buddy travel movie. They end up riding in a taxi that's going to drive them around. Stephen Fry's character, the dad, doesn't want to go in a train to visit these places. So he hires a cab driver to drive them everywhere for the days that they're there. And so it's like them traveling, stopping at hotels. So it's like this like kind of buddy movie, buddy travel road movie, but it's, you know, daughter and dad. Daughter is dealing with a lot of issues, both from her family, her upbringing, a relationship she got out of recently, and some, you know, some self probably. Seems body issues. And then he's dealing still with just the trauma of his past. And like, surprisingly, I give you the setup for this and you're like, how is this even you said comedy/drama. It's pretty funny in the interactions between the two. Like, I think you'll find this very relatable if you have a parent, and especially if you've ever traveled with them, and how you get on each other's nerves. It's very relatable in that, though clearly the dad very much loves her and is trying to do the best for her and wants the best things for her. Does he go about it in the right way? Did he in the past go in the right way? That's what they kind of work through during this. We work through what he experienced in there, and she's discovering about her past, physical things, emotional things, things about her parents. It's so which has both comedy and drama and tragedy in it, because we all know what happened. So it's hard to not know, right? It's not hard to, in some ways, I think we know more than she does, because as an outsider, we're ahead of her in figuring out some of the things, even though she's clearly been reading about the Holocaust. So she knows, she knows it all. But I think it's when you are too close to the subject, you disconnect, maybe forget that this, what you read actually happened to the people you know. And it's really interesting in that it's, the film has a lot of heart. There's a lot of character. It's, I think the story's very nice. The acting, I'd say the top things about the film are probably the story, number one, I think the acting, number two, and my third, I would say the pace is really nice. I mean, it's a little longer, hour 52, so it's getting on the longer side, but I felt like the pacing went really smooth, really, really, really nice through that. It's a well-paced film. Therefore, I think I'll also say well-directed, because I think to get a well-paced film really is behind, the director is really responsible for the pacing of the film. Director set pacing and tone of the film. That's their primary job. And all of that was done exceptionally well. So maybe I'm going to say number three, the third best thing, the direction of the film. Very well directed. Very, these moments, you know, created these very little heartfelt moments, these little pearls of acting moments of that connect. You get enough pearls on a film and you have a really nice movie, right? You want to connect all these nice little moments that make pearls, and then there's a film. That's it, right? The worst things about the film, I mean, it's a hard subject matter. So I think that hurts it. Do you want to go there? Is this a journey that you're going to want to be involved in at all? I mean, the worst detriment to the film is honestly Lena Dunham is a controversial figure in our society. And I don't know how you feel about her. I separate everything when I'm trying to watch a movie for the most part. And I can have my own feelings about things that she said that she did and everything. But, you know, I mean, she did a good job in this. She's one of the executive producers, and I know the film is not releasing to wide release anywhere. I was able to get a hold of a screener for it, but I think it's a shame. I think more people should probably see the film than will. And I think the film has a lot going for it. If the worst thing about it is that not many people are going to see it because of who's in the film, or not as many people should, not as many people that would have seen it otherwise, maybe. I don't know. That's such a hard topic of this. I think the lesson in the film, this is one of those drama that it drops a lot of lessons for you in the film. Lessons from the film include things like you need to let people know that you love them when they're young, or they'll never think they're worthy of love. That's one thing. Second is you can't escape the past by pretending it didn't exist, or pretending it didn't happen. You can't escape the past by pretending it didn't happen or just not talking about it. I mean, these are old school parents, right? Like, or he was an old school parent, like where you're like, oh, I have feelings. I'm just going to just shove those down inside and like, no, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about it and it'll be okay. Right? Right? Listen, we know that now. We know better now. That's not how it works. You got to talk about things to release them. Get them out there into the ether and things will be better. Don't hide it from your family. Your family wants to know. Family wants to share your pain. Family wants to help you. Is this rewatchable? I mean, yeah, it is technically. It's not bad at all. I don't know that I'll take that journey again. I've been through it. I mean, I'm going to recommend the film in my scale of love it, like it, or lose it. I'm going to give this a like it. And so I would recommend you, yeah, check it out. It's a good film. I think you'll enjoy it. But I don't know that I want to go through it again myself. Maybe it could be a film club film, you know, my film club that I do, like a book club, but film, so it's more fun. But so I wouldn't be mad about watching it for something like that or for a discussion. But films that, even though this isn't like taking place during the Holocaust, I do find Holocaust films. So it's not really a Holocaust film, but I found films about the subject maybe a little harder to watch. And there was a moment in this that really just ticked me off, and I want to tell you about it, but I don't want to spoil anything. But it really ticked me off. One of the extra characters in this, he does something that ticks me off that he does to them, and I want to talk to you about it. So if you see the film, message me so I can tell you what ticked me off about it. Not, and it's not about the film. It's actually about one of the characters. It really got me emotional. So that right there can tell you there's some good writing in there, because I think it's more on the writing side. And the directing side, not so much. Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, I can't say much else without ruining it, but it got me to feel emotional. That's the success in films, right? You've done their job there. So did you see the film? Do you agree or disagree? Let me know in the comments, and go ahead and subscribe. I want to thank you for watching the video or listening to the podcast, wherever you're getting this. I would thank you for reading it, but I don't know. That seems awkward. I try to publish the written versions of these too, but I don't know how to thank you in the middle of that. But I just did, so maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're listening to this and you'll understand it. But anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in. Treasure opens in a limited theater run, I believe. Now it's probably open now. It was either this last weekend or this coming weekend. Honestly, don't know. I just got the screener and I watched it. So, but it'll be in theaters. Check, see if it's one near you. And if it's not, it'll probably be on Prime Video or something soon. Right? Check it out and tell me what you thought about it. But so, thanks for your input. But mostly, I want to thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty of stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me, don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us. And relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.